This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's 2 o'clock. You know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Oh, here we go, Mike. Here we go.
What you got?
It's a PR campaign that started. All right, before we get to that, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, it's good to have you listening. If you're going, Dukes, what the hell are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
Mike, it's a PR campaign. Our buddy at WSB, Zach Klein, reporting.
Hold your breath.
That Kirk Cousins is there today, Mike, and it's an involuntary workout. This is not mandatory.
Yes.
The vets are not required to be there.
I didn't forget how to play quarterback.
But yet Kirk Cousins apparently is there. And Mike, why would he show up?
Bonus. I presume there's a roster. There's a bonus of some sort. It's the only thing that motivates this man is money. And Randy McMichael brought it up earlier. In some cases, it's X amount of dollars for 90 days or whatever the percentage is, Carl, of all the workouts, voluntary or involuntary.
Wait a minute. Are you saying this isn't sincere? It's not from the heart that he showed up at Flowery Branch today?
Money, money, money. That's all it's about, man. So Kirk, he checks another box on that contract and he gets paid.
I don't like it. But here's the other part about it. People like you that are listening, our wonderful listeners, are going to hear this and go, well, see, he ain't that bad of a dude. He doesn't have to be there, Mike. You're always saying he's a bad guy. He showed up at involuntary workouts.
No, there are, and Randy explained it earlier today, and Andy Rende, that there's involuntary, voluntary, but there's a contract, generally there's a stipulation for some guys, Randy said, is anywhere from 90% and up to the event, basically all the things you attend. So whether it's this time of the year or later this spring, he's going to be there because it makes sure he gets paid.
Wait a minute. Didn't he get a $10 million bonus just about, I don't know, a month or so ago?
That's right. There's some extra loot in there, too.
Either way, he's there. And for everybody saying that he may not be on this team, I still will tell you that he'll be here at least until June 1st or right after, whatever the circumstances are when it comes to post-June 1 cuts. But again, I still think they're going to try to trade him. And that may happen this week. Having some fun with this. And Kirk Cousins, we'd love to hear from you. By the way, you can call 404-726-0929. Orrin will put you right through.
Going into someone's trap and trying to take over their trap.
Because I would love to know, Mike, the motivation behind this, if it's just money.
Well, are we really going to have the $45 million man as the most expensive backup in NFL history? Is he going to be on this roster after June 1? Is he going to be on this roster after July 1st? After August 1st, when we're in camp? Because right now he's just doing everything that's asked of him with his current contract because he's under contract.
He is.
But I'm with you. I just I I don't know. I wonder, and I said this to you a few times, do some players even give a flip that Kirk Cousins did what he did, said what he said? Does it move the meter one way or the other? Do they not care? They're all behind Michael Penix Jr. Heaven forbid something happens to Penix. You got a guy in Kirk Cousins who you know can step in.
The only reason I think I would care if I was a player is you've wasted another one of my seasons. That's the only reason why I would care. I don't care about the money. Everybody get your money. Nobody in a locker room is going to cry about anybody getting paid or overpaid because of the profession you've chosen. But the one thing I do say is, Mike, as I prepare my body, if I was a professional athlete every year and trying to get to a Super Bowl, whether I knew we were good enough or not, you've just taken another year away from me because you cheated us by going out on the field and knowing you were injured and weren't able to do the things you needed to do. Having an injury, guys, and playing with it on an offensive or defensive line, that's different because the ball is not in your hands every play. Doing that as a quarterback changes the outcome of games, and that's what we saw with Kirk Cousins when he threw 9 picks over a 5-week period. So, yeah, that's me. I don't know, Mike. You're right. I don't know if anybody else feels that way if you ask these guys on this team.
No, I mean, as I said, as a fan, or we all, like all of us that are listening, whether it stopped at elementary school, junior high, college, whatever, we've all competed at some level. We've all had teammates. And in some sports, Carl, when you have a longer season, a teammate is a bond, and you're a guy, you got his back, he's got your back, and there's a way you conduct yourself. And to sit there and say you weren't hurt after you told everybody, you know, no, I'm fine. And then you come back and say, oh, no, I was. Now, again, I've always said to you that people in that film room after any game, pick one, the Chargers, probably guys looking around that room rolling their eyes after the Raiders game, certainly. And that's when the coach decided to go with our young quarterback and Michael Penix Jr. But, I mean, tape don't lie. These guys know when somebody's either not able to do the job at a high level, how you handle it, I wonder if that matters in this Falcon locker room. I think we got a strong culture. They like Coach Raw. They like Kirk Cousins.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Just an interesting tidbit as we move along and get ready for the draft on Thursday. Plenty of draft conversation coming your way. We're going to talk to our buddy Ross Tucker coming up here at 3 o'clock and get his take on all the things that we've been talking about and certainly that are looming when it comes to Thursday night, the first round. Meanwhile, the Braves have a win streak. I'll repeat that. Braves have a 4-game win streak. They'll try to make it 5 tonight. And Mike Bell, Sean Murphy, coming through again. 3-run home run, 5-run eighth inning last night. Riley's been raking, and I brought this up yesterday going into the weekend. He's been on one, and that continues as Riley was 2-for-3 with 2-run home run as well. I just feel like the guys that we need to hit, again, the middle of this lineup, are hitting. And when you're doing that consistently and you're coming up clutch, man, you're going to win games. And that's what we saw last night.
I know that it's never going to be as bad as it looked 0-7 to start this season. I think, you know, a lot of guys, Brett Boone, give him credit, came on our show, our Odyssey Baseball Insider, and said, guys, you got to relax. Everybody in Atlanta, just chill because you're too good. And we actually said, it's funny because guys go, stop with saying the baseball card stuff. Well, it is getting back to being their baseball card. You know, Murphy is actually exceeding expectations. You know, now that I think he's back at the bottom or lower in the lineup, Michael Harris is doing better. Verdugo has been a shot in the arm. You know, now, granted, it is just a crazy Brave season when we find out this nonsense about Spencer Strider drawn out by hamstring, having a catch. And so he gets, unfortunately, to scratch. And now we have, what, a bullpen start, you know, sort of ipso facto today. But that aside, I think this team's going to be okay. We'll be really something when we start playing the Mets head-to-head. We start making some ground on this this deficit right now in the division.
So the only thing that you might concern yourself with is how Raisel Iglesias is looking.
Nervous in the service, man.
4 home runs given up. He gave up 4 total last year, and we've already gotten to that total. He gave up 3 runs in the 9th. Are you concerned about that? And here's the deal. The Cards are not a good road team right now. They've not been. They're 1-10 on the road this season. So, you know, we're taking advantage of the opportunity, certainly, and we're playing better than we have been. I'm going to let you hear from Brian Snicker and Money Harris coming up, and also Spencer Schwellenbach. As he pitched last night. But, yeah, I just think, Mike, if you're saying, all right, things seemingly are coming together, but the closer, I'm still concerned about that.
Well, he doesn't have electric stuff. And, like, I mean, the reason guys are saying, well, why does Snicker stay with him? Because he warmed up. Because as the inning progressed, and obviously they don't expect him to put a 5 spot up, Carl, in the 8th. That's why he was up. And so they said, well, he's warm, let's go. And then he's just been shaky as heck. And you know with closers, sometimes they go through these little, you know, we have patches where they're rough. And then in this case, I just don't trust the guy. Statistically, he was one of the better closers last year in baseball, and you can't deny it. But he always makes me nervous every time that door opens.
Well, last night,
Kimbrel, by the
nervous.
Way, is down in the minors. Kimbrel's, sorry to cut you off. Kimbrel's down in the minors, and he's doing some good stuff against AA. I think he is now a setup man. He's not the closer, so table that emotion, Braves fans. You're stuck with Iglesias.
Yeah, he just got promoted to AAA. As a matter of fact, that's Orm saying that. But you know what, Mike? I feel like, okay, if he can come help us, I just don't have any expectation for Craig Kimbrell. And you know, again, this isn't 10 years ago. It's been that long, guys. I know it seems like it was yesterday, but it's been that long for Braves fans who have been following this thing. But if he can come and give us anything, so be it. Yes, Iglesias is your closer. But again, hopefully this is a stretch where he's figuring it out. It's not necessarily, you know, anything except for me, location. And where he's putting these pitches is not where he wants to put them. And obviously you're playing professional hitters. So three runs in the ninth. But outside of that, man, Braves look good yesterday. The Strider thing is frustrating because, you know, he should be going tonight and that's not going to be the case. But here's the other good news. When you talk about the Cardinals and this Braves offense, 23 home runs, Mike, in the past 13 games. All of a sudden now we're fourth in the NL. And that was an area where we weren't even doing anything as this season started. So as the home runs have come, what has come? Runs. That's been the key.
Right, and that's how they won. I mean, guys, it's pretty simple. You know, when you don't like some of these at-bats with the Braves with the launch angle and you wonder what the hitting coach is doing, they're like everybody else in the show. I mean, they're winning and dying, and the Braves have always been like that, going back to Bobby Cox. I mean, it's you win with a home run. They've got to have it. You know, I mean, we don't really create runs like you. I mean, you can, but they don't really do that, Carl. So when it comes down to Murphy doing his thing, I mean, that rocket line drive shot into the visitor's bullpen, that was great. Austin Riley going yard, but that's great to see. And if they continue that, and don't you always feel that hitting's contagious and a slump is contagious? It sure looked like to start the season.
It is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to let you hear Austin Riley here in a second. Let's hear from Snit. Sean Murphy, we said, and I was saying, I think he's going to be better than he was last year. He's already been better than he was last year. And Snit said last night after the game, Murphy said as much to the club.
Before we activated him, he was here. You know, I think it was with that rain out and everything. We're like, the heck with it. We'll just. And he goes, this is not going to be like last year. It's a different injury. I'm a different guy. You know, and he assured us. He's like, I'm going to be better than I was.
Okay.
And that's cool because you and I said it. You always say the guys hear all the criticisms and the critiques and they read it. And certainly, like, we gave him, and deservedly so, we gave him his share. He signed a pretty good-sized contract with the Braves, and he's got to be better. And I think, you know, coming off the injury, and that was the last thing he needed, getting a rib injury down in spring training, but he certainly looks like he's in the sweet spot right now. And more than anything else, he doesn't look like he's lost at the plate. He's got his confidence back.
It helps. Sean Murphy, 3-run home run last night. Again, a 5-run eighth inning. Let me hear from Austin Riley, who admits, look, this beats the alternative.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously started a rally and you know, we were to get five there and I mean, that's us. Four in a row, I mean, good start to the series. You know, just try to keep building momentum.
So, yeah, just to keep on trucking, guys. Beat the Cardinals. Get another series under your belt. It's good to see. And all of a sudden, you know, the Phillies, by the way, they've lost a bunch of games. Mets are still doing pretty well. But the division is kind of hitting a little bit of an equilibrium. We're 6.5 out as we stand. The one concern, and you started the conversation with it, you got a closer with an ERA of 6. Not good. Okay, so he needs to tighten that up, or you can add that to the list of things that the GM will have to go shopping for at the trade deadline.
Let's hope not. I feel like we've already got enough on the shopping list to start talking about what we might want to do at the trade deadline. You guys can find us, guys. Mike Bell, ATL. That's Mike on social media. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Coming up, we put up an interesting poll yesterday about Trae Young. We will dive into this because life searching for a new general manager. Landry Fields is no longer making the decisions that will affect the impact of what this team's going to look like. And also, you know, the Young situation, and Mike and I were talking about this before the show. This is going to be, whether you like it or not, an ongoing storyline throughout the course of the offseason, Mike. I don't care what if the Hawks, the only way this changes, please let it, is if somehow, Mike, we get the ping pong ball to fall our favor with the slim odds we have, and all of a sudden now we get the number one over. Probably not going to happen.
It's funny watching that Celtic City. If you guys don't have HBO, it's been great on Boston, but how many times they really thought they had it? And mathematically, statistically, they did, and they didn't get it. A couple of times as they were trying to reset with this team in those 20 years in the wilderness, you know, after their last championship. But it is funny. I mean, we had Reece Hoshea. Yes, some people say it was the down year. Obviously, Wemby was the year, but we love Reece Hoshea. There's probably some other guys in this draft, but they're going to be pretty good. But, I mean, you've got a guy in Flag that's going to reset somebody's franchise.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Cooper Flagg's going to go somewhere and going to put them on the map.